Peter Lynham.
And how are you going today?
Good as. How are you, mate?
Well, I've been having such an interesting time in between other things, reading up about these little parties on the fringes of our electoral system that presumably are going to be an enormously long list when I finally get round to voting.
Yeah, is it? Is there a limit to how many parties that you can have?
No. There's no limits whatsoever.
Okay. Any I see a problem already.
Any party that has 500 members
right.
can be registered as a party in the New Zealand system, and then, of course, has to abide by the rules of how it raises money, which has been a little bit of an issue for the Billy Tikaika's party. But there we are.
Has Billy Tikaika's party been officially registered?
No, you see, it never was. And so they've come in under the cover of Jamie Lee Ross's party of Advance New Zealand.
I was going to say, so how do you get votes if you have
that cover, they can apply their money. Well, they probably can't apply their money, and it probably is going to end up in the court, I would think, in the end. Because it's an extremely dodgy thing to have an unregistered party's money becoming available for a registered party.
Yeah, you can't. Harder to trace it, in a sense.
Yes, well, that's right, because there's a maximum amount of money, not that they're anywhere near the maximum that they could apply. Unlike New Zealand First, that clearly has been doing well. Actually, Labour and National have also been accused of trying to get around the laws as far as the limits on party money have been specified.
If it's anything like any sports game I've ever played, you try and bend the rules as much as possible and then win the game.
Yes, that's right. Yes. But you push as close to the limit as you possibly can so that you have an advantage over the others.
Yep.
But, you see, I became interested in this because I was down in Hamilton on Friday doing a talk down there, and I dropped into the Hamilton Gardens, one of the most delightful places in New Zealand, and up came a young Chinese person and thrust into my hands copies of these two pamphlets, so I presume they're somehow interconnected, though how is not at all clear. And so the one was the Advance New Zealand Party.
We've printed these out and John stapled them together, by the way, just so you know, we take,
excellent. So
we take
you've got
this very seriously.
Excellent. And the other one, what COVID-19 really is, question mark.
Can I just stuck now, a bum 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 in there just then?
This is a pamphlet like no other.
It's kind of leaning on that, here's this lady that thinks that COVID was made in a lab, type thing, right? Which, I mean, I guess they haven't really figured out where it's come from exactly, so all this stuff's just up in the air. But
to call it a CCP virus, a biological weapon made through gain function based on the template of the CCP's Zhuzhen bat virus, there's a mighty lot of steps, and the conspiracy theory is high in this pamphlet. And I assume that this is the stance. I mean, I thought initially that we were dealing with Falun Gong when we were handed out this pamphlet.
And who?
But the Advance New Zealand, because right. this is a line that Falun Gong certainly holds.
Okay.
And it may be that because it doesn't have any party registration linked with the pamphlet, but the other one is clearly Advance New Zealand. So who would know? But this idea of minor parties sort of trying to get excitement behind them to rake up a bit of support, it actually might be worrying the major parties. I mean, that was my theory, I think, last week, why Judith Collins deigned to pray in the church, was that she was anxious to get a vote for those that are heading in that direction and away from National. Have you had a look at any of these other parties? I've had a hilarious afternoon picking up other pamphlets. I went firstly to Vision New Zealand. That's Vision is the party of our beloved Mrs. Tamaki. This is a pretty hot little thing, because we've heard very little of Hana Tamaki, haven't we, this election?
I guess some of the larger issues that at play this election have maybe drowned out some of the smaller voices.
Oh, well, I don't know, because I think in a way the smaller parties, I mean, when you look at the figures for both for ACT, the smaller, some of the smaller parties are doing all right.
Mm.
So, I just think Vision's particular case, it's lost credibility because it's yet another version of the Tamaki self-interest, and so there's little to say.
Wouldn't you say that Billy TK's kind of crack at the title is similar to what Brian Tamaki might be doing on the regular?
Yes, I think so. But of course, in the stuff on Stuff Today, there was a really extraordinary revelation about Billy TK's dubious financial practices and leaving behind trails of debt behind him, which belittles the image of the family man, former international guitar player, soldier, and a Christian to the small Northland ministry that also serves homeless people in Auckland. He's a businessman, having worked in high-level corporate and international business roles. I guess that equals you owe a lot of money to people.
It does. looking at the Stuff article this morning, it does seem that he perhaps has tried to turn his financial fortunes with his political career. And yes. I think maybe some of the undeclared donations might be quite handy for digging himself out of financial strife.
Yes.
I'm speculating here, Peter, but...
Maybe a Les Paul for the blues lawyer.
Yes. I mean, what I find is it's a little bit strange, because this advance New Zealanders, therefore, trying in some ways to declare a kind of Christian framework, but Jamie Lee Ross doesn't seem to quite fit the image, does he, really?
Not at all.
Somewhat seedy role in Parliament and how he came to leave the National Party.
Who are they trying to appeal to if they're handing out both an advanced New Zealand public party flyer and a COVID conspiracy flyer?
Disenfranchised right-wing people?
Yes, I think so, because I've been to two other parties looking online, the New Conservatives, and a party that I knew nothing about but now know a bit more about, called One Party. Have you heard of One Party? I saw a sign of it. And
number one or the word one?
No, just called One Party.
Okay. No, I haven't.
And One Party.
Just the One Party, is it? All right.
Turns out to be yet another attempt at a Christian party with a series of strangely, I would have thought, oddly unchristian policies, like reducing the number of refugees to 350. And also stopping fluoridation of the water.
Oh, that's
we're
a classic.
All having our minds destroyed by it.
Okay.
And so it's the interesting thing is, though, that it's proposing the review of all policies to make sure that Māori have been treated equally in them. So this is an interesting thing, that there's been a trend in recent years for Christian parties to appeal to Māori and Pacifica, where perhaps more Christians reside than in the European population.
Yes.
So that's an intriguing one. But the bigger Christian play, of course, comes from the New Conservatives. Now, you've heard of the New Conservatives?
No.
So the New Conservatives come out of the old Conservatives.
Damn it, that was my guess. I was going to say some stupid shit and I should have said it.
Colin Craig, do you recall Colin Craig and his secretary?
Yes, Peter.
Yes.
Yep.
So he was the Conservative Party. So one obviously needed to redefine oneself away from Colin Craig. You'll be glad to hear that the New Conservatives have a very definite marriage policy, going back to the traditional definition of marriage and annulling all other marriages that are not based upon one biological man and one biological woman. So that's good to know. Then as well, they have a range of other policies which claim to be very democratic, and don't strike me particularly strongly in that direction. And some of their policies are almost impossible to understand, but they want binding referenda whenever they can possibly have it, and they want free speech up to a limit, because people should only say the right things. So the new Conservatives seem, because they're the one that have gone above 2% in some of the voting.
Oh, yeah.
Which is quite surprising.
New has a good ring to it. No, have they left the old Conservatives behind by being somewhat more conservative?
No, but I think possibly that their leadership, who are we? Leighton Baker. I have not heard Leighton Baker speak. He was the one who tried to force his way into the election debate of the minor parties.
Oh, yeah.
Leader of the New Conservatives, candidate for Waimakariri, a husband, father, grandfather, and successful business owner. It's quite striking how all these people have to be successful business owners to make it in politics.
Also, strong brag about his seed in that sentence as well.
Yes, yeah. So, alongside these, of course, not all parties are in this Christian right-wing conservative capacity, but it's an evidence of how divided that search for the Christian vote is, that there's so many options to choose from that clearly dislike each other as well as disliking the main parties.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, there's others like TOP, the Opportunities Party.
Oh, that one was a bit of a classic last time.
Yes. And I've been trying to work out about the Tea Party, but I've drawn a bit of a blank.
Somebody's asked about that, actually. There's the Tea Party, just the letter T.
Yes, well, quite. So all I can find on the Tea Party is a Wikipedia page which describes them. Their ideology is anti-fascist, anti-racist, and fiscal conservatism. But the names, apparently, Wikipedia is not necessarily a reliable source of things, says that John Polino, running his electorate campaign from Florida, where he's currently living under COVID pandemic, is working with the others. And the party's website describes Roger Douglas as its patron. So, I mean, if you recall John Polino's running for mayor, you might recall a quite unusual candidate with some very, very bizarre ideas. So it's one of a group. There's also the Outdoors Party.
The Outdoors Party?
Yes.
Oh, man, what about the Lighty Dighty We Likes To? Is that a party?
Yes. Yes. And the Heartland Party, rural-based, poses New Zealand emissions trading scheme, the Paris Accord, and attempts to limit agriculture. And then I think, there's the Sustainable Party.
Oh, yeah.
An environmentalist party with a focus on water, native species, and sustainable economic growth. And it claims that it's unlike the Green Party, it's not on the left.
Oh, that's an interesting little option there for people. Still care about the environment, but don't care about other people too much.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, there's also a vast number of parties that haven't got round to organising the 500 members and getting up on the ballot.
I guess this is the wonderful
500 doesn't seem like enough. Can I just say that real quick? It's almost like sending a sort of group friend invite to everybody you went to school with, and then you're away.
Yes, but to get started, you don't want to block people from political initiative, and it may take quite a long time to get themselves organised. One party seems to have made a run just too late for it, and similarly with the Tea Party.
Put it like this, Peter, you need more likes as a band on social media to get funding from NZ On Air than you do to start a political party. So something's not quite...
Yes, fair enough. Although I was listening to a very entertaining podcast about the way that Creative New Zealand gives money for a series of, shall we say, not strikingly successful causes.
Yeah, that's a whole other chat, but that's not really your concern.
Yes, indeed. But I mean, all of this, none of these will amount to anything. We know that. But
is that a problem, though? Is that a problem because it diverts what could be more important numbers, and opinions being actually heard?
And in a way, people are unable to push their big concerns. If it's, you know, fluoride's going to destroy the human race, then of course they want to campaign about that.
Mm.
And a lot of small ethnic and social and religious groups throw their hat into the ring and quickly discover that they have so few contacts with wider New Zealand.
Yeah.
And that's the complexity of running a political party.
But I guess it's one of the great things about MMP, isn't it? That people do have a crack at it.
Yeah, they can have a crack at it. And I'm intrigued because in the names, for example, of the one party who I went through saying, well, I must know one of these names. And in the end, I could find one person I'd vaguely heard of before. I looked up his career and discovered he'd been in just about every failed party that's ever existed in New Zealand. Selwyn Stevens, a lovely man. I'd met him once. But who's a patron of lost causes.
Hmm. Okay, well, is that like a career? Is there a career there? Because, I mean, if you're running it as a thing, you can obviously, like, assign yourself a wage, whether you win or lose, right? And I guess you can kind of make a career of just having a muck around.
Yeah. You know? I mean, you meet people like these all the time.
Just trying to get their foot in the door of politics, you know?
Yeah, constantly have got one thing. If only this one thing was sorted out, all our problems would be over.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I take it that the Advance New Zealand thinks that somehow, I don't quite know how we're going to stop COVID-19, but if we get that sorted out, everything will be okay.
Well, apparently by blaming the right person, it's the best way to start. I mean, whatever.
It could be.
All right, look, thank you very much, Peter. It's always a pleasure, and we'll catch you next week.
And by then, we'll know which of these parties has ended up in the rubber.
Sure.
Very good.
Okay. You're the mate.
See you.